Christine, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you, my friend. I'm Stacy Ann. Glad to be hanging out with you on this Wednesday, March 25th. Yes, indeed, it's a good morning, and we have a great show planned for you today. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. Want to remind you, you can take us anywhere you want to go. Of course, right now, that could be from the laundry room to the kitchen to the garage, right? Take us with you by downloading the app or streaming online at kslm.news and find us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. We're news you can use. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower. And I want to remind you, my friend, that we are walking in a season of uncertainty, but there are things we can be certain about, and we can stay strong, stay Salem strong, which is a sign I've been seeing all over when I drive around town, of course, to get my essential items that I need. I'm seeing businesses start to put up the sign Salem strong. So we're going to stick together and get through this and weather this storm. Don't you agree? Yes, I want to thank Northwest Natural and this radio station for helping put together a list of resources right on our website that can assist you if you need information. If you or someone you know may be facing symptoms of the coronavirus, we want you to know, please call your doctor. And also there's the resource of 211, and they have a dedicated line to help you. And so we're excited to provide this resource list. You can go to kslm.news to get that information. Our weather today, partly sunny sky, temperature about 51, overnight low 35. We could see some rain showers over the next few days. And if you're struggling like I have been, looking for hand sanitizer out in the community, we have some good news. Pro Bioscience CBD-based hand sanitizer. Isn't that great news? Manufactured right here in Salem, Oregon. It's natural and super strength to help combat the COVID-19. Owners of this radio station have taken action due to the lack of supplies. This is really easy to carry. What I love about it is we're continuing to wash our hands over and over again, right? It also has some moisturizing natural remedies to deal with the dryness as well. You can give them a call at 503-877-9877 or go to the website pro-bioscience.com. As we look at the headlines, we need to be aware that there are some things that the governor has said here in South Dakota or in Oregon and across the nation. Many governors are making guidelines as to what to do. And when I compared from state to state and around the nation, their general guidelines about what you can or cannot do right now. And of course, social distancing is highly recommended. And what's allowed right now for work, people working in the healthcare field, the hospital field, grocery stores, banks and credit unions, pharmacies, those doing takeout delivery services from restaurants and bars, pet stores, gas stations, certain retail stores who can keep the social distancing in their store, outdoor activities like walking your dog, jogging, biking in your neighborhood, and childcare facilities and babysitters following the new rules suggested by the governor. What's not being allowed right now, social gatherings like parties and celebrations with people from outside your own household, dine-in restaurants and bars, nightclubs and concerts, shopping outdoor and indoor malls and retail complexes, fitness centers, sports, health clubs, exercise studios, yoga and dance studios, grooming, hair salons, barbershops, nail salons, dry day spas, massage services, non-medical wellness spas, cosmetic stores, tattoo parlors. As far as entertainment goes, theaters, amusement parks, arcades, bowling alleys, music concerts, sporting events, museums, skating rinks, outdoor skate parks, playgrounds, campgrounds, pools, state parks, and festivals. That's a long list, my friends, and you're probably maybe starting to go little stir crazy. I think this is day 10 out of the 14 recommended by President Trump to stay safe, stay home, and stay safe. stay very healthy. And one thing that's come up, a question that's come up, and maybe in your mind too, if I do have to go to work, or if I'm going to get essential things at the store, or maybe I'm just stir crazy and want to drive around the neighborhood a little bit, am I going to get stopped? Am I going to get stopped by the police wanting to know what I'm doing? And the Oregon police has said, the state police has said, no, unless you're violating a traffic law, no, you will not be stopped. They're not issuing permits. And that was a news article that just came out as well. And so all of this stuff is important to know and keeping us informed. And we're going to do our best part to, as it's ever changing right here at KSLM News, to keep you updated. In the effort to keep you updated, I'm very excited to share with you today that we have in the studio, yes, we do, Salem Mayor Chuck Bennett. And we're so glad to have him here today. Let me give you a little background. He took office January 4th, 2017, serving second term as mayor. His record of 9 years on the city council, he was a dedicated service to Salem, resulted in all kinds of street improvement, sidewalk replacement program, increased funding for public safety, and livability initiatives. Mayor Bennett is a former member of the Oregon House of Representatives, and in 2018 retired as the Director of Government Relations for the Confederation of Oregon School Administrators. He began his career as a newspaper reporter and editor at the Salem Capital Journal and in newspapers in Staten and Woodburn. A passionate community volunteer, Mayor Bennett has served on numerous committees for the past 25 years. He was the president of the city council and chaired several city council committees. We're so glad that he is here with us. On a personal note, he's a graduate from Willamette University. He has lived in Salem for 53 years. He resides in Northeast Salem with his wife. And one, he has a daughter and two granddaughters, and he loves to travel, including to the United Kingdom. His priorities as mayor is to promote jobs, economic development, reduce homelessness, improve streets, sidewalks, and parks, and increase affordable transportation options and supporting strong neighborhoods. Thank you, Mayor Bennett, for being here today.
Well, thank you, Stacey Ann. I really appreciate the opportunity to both meet you and spend some time talking.
Well, it's exciting times, and I was sharing before we got on the air that I'm coming back home.
Right. That's great. Welcome back.
Yes. And it's been so much fun. And I have to say, I give a shout out to your assistant, Linda, who's been so good to work with me and give me information and bring you here, help bring you here this day to talk to us about kind of the state of the state and what's going on. How are you and your family dealing with all of these rapid changes and having to, you know, even how you work and how the mayor's office is having to work remotely? How in your life, how has this affected you all?
Well, boy, that is an interesting question. There is a lot of stay at home and stay healthy. Mm-hmm. I do go out each day. I do go down to my office, although the offices now at City Hall are closed. Mm-hmm. I find it easy to work there. I have all the materials and my files there. The city manager is there, so I can talk with him and major city department heads. As issues come to me, I can talk with them either directly or remotely on issues facing individual citizens, neighborhoods, the city as a whole, particularly during this period. I thought it was interesting, like the question of if I'm out driving, will I be arrested?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kinds of things people really do get concerned about, and understandably so. So much of this information coming out has that kind of dire, you got to do this stuff, and it sounds a lot like you might be penalized if you don't. One of the things I think that has been most helpful is the amount of information we're getting from the governor's office. I think I mentioned mm-hmm. to you I'm on conference calls with her. It seems like two or three times a week now. I'm on an economic recovery team for the Mid-Valley, which includes a lot of elected as well as state and local officials that deal in economic-related issues. The mayors talk regularly, both in this area and statewide, about issues, sharing information. it's a little bit different. The rhythm is a little bit different. We're still meeting at City Hall in the city. The city council still meets on a regular basis. We've cut out all unnecessary meetings, though, formal meetings that where public action would occur, primarily because the public just really can't get to the meetings.
Right.
It's very difficult now.
Right. And so normally there's a whole process. If there's an issue that you were going to consider before the council, public would have an opportunity to show up and give input. So
right.
you're putting a hold on that right for the moment until there can be appropriate action taken and have that public input, which is so vitally important
to
city business.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, we've removed a lot of issues from council agenda right now, where particularly in land use and things like that, non-critical issues. The issues that are in front of the council we're handling without public comment. There is no opportunity for traditionally we start and end with public comment at city council meetings. That no longer is possible. So folks who have an interest in an issue need to submit their comments in writing.
Mm-hmm.
And our agendas are posted usually on a Thursday or Friday before our Monday meetings. You can send it to anytime you want to comment on anything. You can send it to City Council at cityofsalem.net. And it'll get to us, to the city recorder. It becomes part of the record if you reference what the issue is. So there's opportunity that way. There's nothing perfect about it. We're working right now on how to do city council meetings remotely.
Mm-hmm.
Takes some real IT challenges to have that work and not look and be just so cumbersome you can't get the work done.
Well, I've seen some stay-at-home people or people that are working from home have some issues with internet and bandwidth and how to stay on a call or on some sort of Zoom-type meeting. And I'm sure that this is all new and stretching for all of us. The interesting thing that I am noting about coming back to Salem, and I've been gone for over 30 years, went away to college and ended up staying and raising my kids and all of that, and now I have the opportunity to come back, is I really see a sense, and I watched different folks around town in the vehicles that are Salem vehicles, and I love the theme, at your service.
Yeah.
Tell me how that developed.
Well, the city council and city administration a number of years ago developed kind of a vision plan for Salem and a motto that reflected that. And
good.
I think ultimately we have found over the years, and this was before my time, certainly on the council. Oh, I've been on now for, gosh, about 13 years. But that reflects kind of the ethos at the city. Of all the employees, of all of us that are elected to office, is we're there to serve the Salem public. That's why we're there. There really is no other reason for us to be involved in this venture than to serve the public.
I think that's a great way to go into this break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about public service and your role as mayor and how that works for Salem. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann. Thank you for tuning in today, my friend.
Hello,
we'll be right back.
How you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning, Salem. Together on this wonderful, wonderful day, March 25th. It's 7:22. And you get to work from home today, right? So you're not even worried about what the traveling conditions are, because you just have to travel from your kitchen to the living room or to wherever your desk is, right? Well, we're so glad to have you along today and for tuning in. In these uncertain times, it's good to stay connected and do the best we can to have normal. In fact, I was reading an article yesterday that said, if you're working at home, don't stay in your PJs. No, have a routine that'll help ease the stress of going, oh, I'm going stir crazy. And some other hints that I've seen online, which I'll share a little bit later on Facebook, of ways that you can keep your kids entertained while you're at work. I thought that would be some good information information to use. Want to remind you, if you or someone you know, maybe one of your neighbors, are wondering if they're having symptoms related to the virus, that there are great resources right now. I encourage you to call your doctor. If you're new like me to the area and don't even have a doctor yet, they have 211 set up where you can call. They have a designated line, number 6. You push 6 and they'll get you to. You may have a little bit of a wait. You can also go to 211info.org and put in your zip code. There's resources there. And I'm so excited about Northwest Natural and KSLM putting together this resource list on our website, kslm.news. Information including, laid off yesterday. Someone may have gotten laid off. You're not sure you've never applied for unemployment. You've never faced these kinds of issues before. All of the information on housing and daycare assistance and resources, community resources. And one of the resources right here in Salem, and I'm so proud and thankful for Stephanie Bob and her team there at United Way. They have been working real hard to reach the homebound and seniors. And right now, to date, in a week, they've put 130 boxes of food out into the community for homebound seniors and medically fragile individuals. That's pretty cool. Plus, they've given out over 25 grants over the 3 counties to help nonprofit organizations. And they've also put together 25 boxes of basic need items and 180 boxes of snacks to go out to the Salem Kaiser schools. And the women's shelter, Safe Sleep, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. They've been serving about 19 women per day. So certainly keep United Way in your thoughts. And if you have some way that you can help them, please visit them, give them a call, get involved. And another thing I want to mention, too, that right now there's a need for blood donation. Talk to the American Red Cross right here in Salem. And they're in need. Of course, they can't go out and go to the different sites and have these blood drives. And so if you have some time and you're healthy and you'd like to get involved there, there's a link as well on our website on how you can get involved. We're continuing with the conversation this morning with our Salem Mayor, Mayor Chuck Bennett. So delighted to have you in the studio with me today. And thank you for giving us kind of an update of what's going on in Salem. And as I drive around town, I am seeing businesses, especially these restaurants that are usually dine in. I see innovative ways that they're still thriving. They're still trying to stay in a place of serving the community. And I know there's been some adaptation. The council has made some things downtown more accessible so these restaurants can stay vital and stay a part of the community. What is some things that you see the council's doing for such a time as this to adapt?
Well, we did a number of things right out of the chute. The council and city staff, I think we ought to always recognize we have an incredibly outstanding city mm-hmm. city staff that is constantly thinking of ways to improve business in this community, have set up 15-minute parking places near restaurants in those areas where mm-hmm. we have paid or unpaid parking, but time-limited parking to ensure that you can do a quick pickup. They have suspended collection of the parking tax in the downtown area. We have withdrawn the ballot measure that was going to be voted on in May on a payroll tax, mm-hmm. Which I think just added to the concern that mm-hmm. people would have. And there's mm-hmm. no reason to do that. The issue is not one that absolutely had to be on the ballot. And I think the council wisely agreed with myself, the council president, and the city manager in withdrawing that measure. And then we'll have a talk about whether that should ever go out or what future date. We don't turn off utilities. We've worked with all of our utilities, including water sewer. There's no problem there. Northwest Natural, PGE, and then working with our congressional and state legislative and delegations on the kinds of programs they're looking at and how they will augment local programs we have looking forward to how are we going to get through this, and particularly concerned about unemployment benefits for furloughed workers in all of our industries, all of the workplaces in the city, as well as for the self-employed.
Right.
I'm very concerned about that and have been talking about it with both the governor's office as well as our federal delegation. Working with the Small Business Administration and the other economic development, we're going to have a batch of tools in place as we start to get a fix on what the economic impact is that try to hold everyone harmless that we possibly can. The city has a lot of tools, and we're going to continue to work with them to help folks through this.
And that just flows with what we talked about before last break about the at your service, really trying to serve the community. Being in public service is really coming together and making our community strong, as we've seen on the signs all around town. And I applaud folks for looking for solutions, and the chamber who put together this list. Maybe you've seen the list, the spreadsheet, Excel spreadsheet about where you can go and get takeout delivery and those kinds of things, what restaurants and what kinds of food even, you know, is really, it's very, someone said, let's keep this going even after.
Yeah, why didn't we have this before?
Great idea. And so when we talk about Salem, and of course the big issue right now is the unemployment and the businesses that are being impacted, but we talk about some of the other issues facing the council that you've been working through the last few months, really even from last fall. I want to hear your heart on some of these things and where you want to go, where your desire to go. When we come back from this break, KSLM News Talk Radio, glad to have you along, my friend, on this wonderful March morning. We'll be back right after this. Together on this Wednesday, March 25th. Yes, it's 7:35 in the morning. Our studio line, 503-589-1220. KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Yang. Glad to be hanging out with you today. Thank you for tuning in. And again, want to remind you, KSLM and Northwest Natural has a resource list put it together. Community resources that could help you or someone you know and love get connected to information and some of the things that are just coming down the pike, as far as lots of people getting notices the last couple days in regards to not having a job, being laid off, employers telling them to go and file for unemployment and get through this. And we were just discussing, in fact, in the studio with me today, I'm delighted to have Mayor Chuck Bennett with us from Salem here. And we were just talking about unemployment and some of the unique challenges that we've never seen before, particularly for businesses, those that are self-employed. Maybe they have a nail spa or a hair salon or grooming, that there's some challenges there. And I love what you said. You talked about that you're talking to government leaders and trying to think out of the box how you can advocate for those that would need some support and help.
Yeah, it's going to be this coming out of this, which I think we ought to all begin to kind of focus on the fact this is not going to last forever. This is not the new normal.
Right.
What's normal in this city has been an incredibly vibrant economy, very, very, almost historic low unemployment. Our challenges have been to provide enough housing for our growing population. This is now the second largest city in the state. And we need to be prepared to help respond to every economic need that we see arise in the community to get back as quickly as possible to that very vibrant economy. The restaurants open, the salons, all the different kinds of employment that may have been affected by this. And that's the challenge I think we're facing in government, is to make sure that as there are programs available, we have the correct alignment to make sure you know, the person who's listening can call a number and say, I need help, and they will find the person who knows how to get them in touch with the correct provider of assistance.
Well, and most of the businesses that I've talked to through the last couple weeks, in fact, so much of radio is event-driven or social events and places to go and people to see and those kinds of things. So it's really changed even how we're doing radio the last few weeks. And what I understand and what I really love about Oregon, and this being my home, is the grit. I would say there's the people that are determined that we're going to get over, around, under, or through this, and it will get better. And what I love with what I'm hearing you say, aligning up with folks to help them. And we know that government's not the solution.
No.
And throwing money at things is not the solution. Coming up with real solutions, and I want to applaud you personally, and that my coming back to Salem and getting to know you from afar, now getting to know you personally here in the studio, is your determination to keep the discussion rolling of things that matter for Salem. And I know there's some things you've been working with over the last few months. What's your perspective and things that you'd like to see some solutions for going forward?
Well, there are just a month ago, the issues facing the city were entirely different.
Mm-hmm.
Today, though, I don't think they change. I think you just sort of now work with them in the context of what we're working through over this couple of months. But homelessness is an enormous issue, and one of the most difficult, I think, to deal with. We've always had it. What we haven't always had are the numbers and the associated social, medical, addiction, et cetera, problems that come with the complexity of the homeless population in the community. There certainly is a large number of homeless people. There are only 30 or 40 that park on our downtown street. That's not a huge group. That's not the homeless. A lot of folks have housing insecurity. They stay with family, with friends, with fellows. I know when I got out of college, I didn't have an apartment. So for a month or two, I stayed with a couple of buddies that let me sleep on the couch.
I was couch surfing.
Mm-hmm. But it's a kind of homelessness. But we need to continue to stay focused on it. I am not going to, to the extent that I can as mayor and working with the chief of police and the city council and others, allow that mess that occurred downtown on Liberty and Center Streets that drove a couple of businesses away from the downtown area. I'm not going to let that happen again. That was absolutely, and it'll require the council to really bite the bullet and say, we're going to support our police chief and city manager in having a program that says our downtown is going to be for everybody and not just for a few. And that's what happened in that locale. Our local economy is always important.
Right.
That's at the top of the list. Lots of jobs, good employment, and for us as citizens, it's the great service all of our businesses provide. You only have to feel it today that you can't walk into your favorite restaurant and get whatever you want. I was looking at sort of what's around this location for your studios, and I was seeing the Yan Yan Chinese.
Yes.
And I want to go there, so now I'm going to work on getting some takeout from them. I enjoy Chinese food. I mean, there's that kind of of thing. And then, although it is not a problem this morning, hasn't been for a week or two, our transportation system is overwhelmed. We need a third bridge across the Willamette River. We have four. In fact, when I was a reporter back in the 70s on the Capital Journal, one of the first stories I wrote about was a third bridge across the Willamette. It still hasn't been built.
Wow.
And we need to stay focused on that. It's not just a Salem commuter problem. We need to get the heavy trucks out of our downtown. We also are a choke point in the transportation system running east and west between Central Oregon and the coast. And there's just a lot of planning that needs to be done to get that finished at some point. I would hope during my administration, but now I'm getting to the point, I hope, in my lifetime.
Well, and it's a unique challenge, in fact, and I'm sure being back in Oregon from living in South Dakota many years in Arkansas, and how those downtown areas have dealt with issues, not as strong as like the homeless issue, but certainly transportation issues. And of course, downtown Rapid City, where it's from, there's a huge discussion worried about routing the big traffic around the city for future growth and use. And I think that's maybe a challenge here. A lot of the downtown businesses don't want to lose that business going through downtown, you know, to the coast or whatever. But you have to think future-wise. You make downtown a destination and they want to come down there. They don't want to miss it, but you also handle the traffic flow. And I applaud the effort and my understanding that there is some research that's been done. There's been years of a foundation laid to do that third bridge. What do you think it's going to take to just get at it and get it done?
Well, that gets us to the election. A number of city councilors were elected based on a promise that they would oppose the third bridge that is on the table or has been on the table. So at this point, a lot of it is political. Mm-hmm. It is not something that hasn't been studied, that there isn't a basic policy support for the third bridge. What there isn't right now on the council and in parts of the community, although I think it's a small part, a commitment to moving forward on that issue and a real understanding of how important it is both to the economic vitality of downtown, but also for the region and also in dealing with our air quality issues and others. We really need to get some of that traffic that is absolutely not stopping in downtown to get a burger.
Right.
They're just driving through and they're clogging our streets. They're making it impossible on many mornings to get across from West Salem into the primary employment area on the east side of the river. And then we also have a lot of problems on our north-south. We have only a few streets that really cut all the way through. Salem's kind of a long, the way it was planned is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. I won't go into the detail, but it set up pockets of housing at sort of distant parts of the city, put all the employment downtown, and then did not resolve the resulting transportation issues. Our generation is now looking at those, trying to figure out how to fix the failure of earlier generations to really resolve that.
What I do appreciate about this town is the bus transportation.
Really getting good.
We have a great system, the Chariot system. Now, I had heard potentially right now, is there a charge to ride the bus right now?
I got a note the other day that said, no, there isn't. And I think it's a real opportunity. If you haven't ridden a bus in Salem, there's now evening service, Saturday service. They're heading towards Sunday service. The Chariots have just upped their game tremendously. I see a really bright future for mass transit. And if you are frustrated by transportation, it really is an alternative. If you think the parking is hard, it's not when you ride a bus. And I'm really, the leadership now of Chariots, I think, has just really changed its direction over the past year or so.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with that system.
Yeah.
I think we do have something very, very good there. The election is coming up May 19th. This is the election for the city council and the office of mayor. And so if you're not registered to vote, I encourage you to get registered to vote. This is a nonpartisan election.
Yeah.
Yep. And most local offices, that's the case. And so we're going to continue the discussion after this break. You're listening to KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann. Get to hang out with Mayor Chuck Bennett today. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back right after this. Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Thank you for tuning in on this Wednesday, March 25th. It's 7:50 in the morning, and I want to encourage you today, if you think you're experiencing symptoms of this COVID virus, you can call your doctor, you can call 211. They have a designated line. We also have a wonderful link, thanks to Northwest Natural and KSLM. We put together a resource link on our website at kslm.news. Community resources, if you just found out or you think you may be laid off from your job, there's links there for unemployment, there's housing, if you're needing help with childcare, even some resources from the state on looking for a job. We're thankful for our friends at United Way who are working with homebound seniors and food insecure folks at risk with delivering boxes of food to the home. If you have some volunteer hours you want to give of your time, United Way certainly could utilize your time by helping with deliveries and things like that. I'm just real impressed with how you, Salem, Marion County, and area are rolling up your sleeves at making a difference. And I see that the roads really aren't too crowded in that I think people are staying home. And in the studio with me today is our wonderful Salem Mayor, Chuck Bennett. He is here kind of briefing me because, as you know, I've moved back to the area after being gone for 30 years, graduated from Sprague High School, and I'm getting to know my town, my community. It's been such a privilege over all of these years to say I am from Salem, Oregon, everywhere I went. And you and I have something in common, that you have some kin in Arkansas.
I do.
And I moved here from Arkansas, and what a small world it really is.
Huh? Yeah, I got a lot of kin in Northeast Arkansas, in Piggott, Arkansas. And then in Eastern Kentucky. We get back there every once in a while.
I just love the stories of people who have family still in the Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee region, who had family who went back, who went out to the Great Northwest on the Oregon Trail, you know, and ventured out. And as we read in your bio earlier, you've been here for 53 years. You went to college here, and this is home. You've retired here, and now you're serving as mayor. You've served on the council. You've had a lot of leadership. And I don't think people understand, maybe they do, but where I've lived, different communities I live, usually the mayor is a paid position, and so is the council. They're like, it's like another part-time job. They have their regular job, but then they do this on top of. What people don't know or may not know is here in Salem, our counselors and our mayor, they're volunteer.
That's right.
There's no reimbursement for your time financially. It means that it's really a work of the heart and a dedication to see your community do well. And thank you for that. I appreciate that.
Well, it's obviously something I really enjoy. I have enjoyed working with the city of Salem for 20 years now. I've been on the board of Pinnacle Theater. I've done other projects in the community, but this is the one I find most rewarding. It's the one, if you're into public service of this type, you can actually have an impact on sidewalks in your neighborhood, on whether or not the train horn blows as they come through on the Southern Pacific, and you'll know why you can't take care of it on the other spur railroads. But it lets you really get a hands-on solving problems that your neighbors and you share.
Right.
And I find that really challenging. And interesting. And so, yeah, it's my thing.
It's your thing. And so let me ask you this, being new again to the community, and I want to get involved a little more. I'm guessing you do appointments to different boards and committees and things, because usually how it works is there's committees across different issues in the city, and they meet, and they're volunteer as well, and they meet and kind of work through the ideas and the solutions and then bring them up to the council to work through and discuss and vote. Is that how that works in this city? Government as well?
It really is. In fact, that's how I got involved, serving on the library board, the Cultural and Tourism Promotion Advisory Board, the Budget Committee, the Planning Commission. frankly, if you have an interest, we probably have a board or a commission or a really excellent volunteer, meaningful volunteer opportunity to plug you into. And if you have any interest at all in this, please contact my office. Talk to my assistant, Linda.
Yes.
She's
very helpful.
She's really good. And that's 503-588-6255. Or go to the city website. Applications to be on boards and commissions are on this. In fact, there's not much involving the city right now or when City Hall is wide open that you cannot resolve online at cityofsalem.net, the website for the city.
And I was going to applaud you and your team and your city team on that as well, coming new into community. There's so much information there right at my fingertips when I'm, or at the mouse click away,
yeah.
You know, really very
well,
impressed.
You,
it looks good. And of course, right now is our time to brag about Salem, right? With the cherry blossoms, it's like an epic time
to be
in Salem. And if we weren't on a mandate to stay at home, I'd say come enjoy the beauty of Salem right now, because it's absolutely gorgeous. And where you sit in your office, when you're able to be in your office, do you have a pretty good view of the city?
I don't see the city. The city we can see from the city council chambers.
Mm-hmm.
My office looks out on what's called Peace Plaza, which is that plaza between City Hall and the public library.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting view of the world from there. It's a beautiful spot up there. If you haven't visited City Hall, now's actually kind of an interesting time to just walk through the grounds. It's actually a very, very beautiful spot down on the northern, or up on the northern part of the City Hall campus.
And there's some renovations going on at the library right
yes.
now. I have fond memories of searching through card catalogs
yeah.
in the library for research projects when I was in school, and it's a fond place between the library and the YMCA, which is no longer because they're going to rebuild that, and I'm excited
right.
to learn more about that as well. Those places were refuges for me when I was
sure.
a teenager, and fun places to hang out. And here's something interesting about Salem. You know, I always like to know what the meaning of a word is. And where I lived in Arkansas, it was Siloam Springs, which meant healing waters.
Ah.
And in a time of my life, it brought a lot of healing, and it was a very good season. And now I'm back to Salem, and Salem means peace.
Right.
Shalom.
Exactly.
You know, Shalom is nothing broken, nothing missing. And so as we work together to make Salem a better community, I just again want to say thank you so much for your leadership and what you're doing. And I know that not all the problems are solved. If
oh,
we
no.
ever arrive there anywhere in the world, we'd accomplish great things, right?
It's the end of times at that point.
I'm telling you. And for staying in the game and being willing to serve the community that you have been, and calling people to action. And I want to encourage our listeners, get involved.
Yeah.
Go to the City of Salem website, sign up to be on a board or a commission, get involved in the process, be a part of the solution. Thank you, Mayor, for being a part
Thank you,
of our
Stacey,
show this
yeah.
morning. I look forward to having you on again. Will you come back
oh,
another
absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely.
Give
really
us an update.
Enjoyed it. It's a great time of day to talk about city stuff.
Yes,
so.
It is. Thank you so very much. You're listening to KSLM News Talk Radio. I'm Stacey Ann. Enjoyed my time with you today, my friend. Remember, you and I, we can go over, around, under, or through, because you and I, we're overcomers. Have a great day.